This is Dr. Meg Hayworth, and you're listening to Life Lessons from Your Soul at BigMediaUSA.com. You can find me on the web at drmeg.com, drmeg.com, or just call me at 310-306-9127. Today I have in the studio with me Dr. Colby Foreman of Barron University, and we have been talking about Barron University and what the mission is of the school and how the school got started from one conversation that said, hey, we need to change this. There's a problem here. This is how the world gets saved, right? So we started talking about that. And who is a typical student? Who would come to Barron?
Well, I'll tell you for one thing. First of all, there's no exact typical student, but there are certain qualities that a typical student has. And I think our first student was a good example of that. Our first student was a woman named Shoshana, who I met when I came back from East Jerusalem, I was exhausted. And just being in this presence of this beautiful soul, she was about 65 years old, just had this like white, beautiful energy about her, and was this amazing healer. And we became best friends right away.
Oh, that's great.
And she left me after 24 hours because she had to go to Australia to help a young girl who went from 150 pounds, she was about 5'11", down to 98 pounds. She was on IVs to keep her alive. She was anorexic.
Oh.
And Shoshana lived with the family for about 3 weeks, changed the whole dynamic. And when she came back, she had gained almost 30 pounds and eventually completely recovered.
How interesting.
Yeah, and I found out that Shoshana had done this with many different people. So she was naturally a healer. She was somebody who was called to be a healer.
Right.
But she was such a spiritual, heart-centered being. She was not the kind of person who ever would have been shoved through the mainstream academic kind of process that my colleagues and, you know, so many of us were.
Right.
And yet she was really a gifted healer. And I remember talking about these things with her, and I said to her, you know, what do you tell people you do? And she goes, well, I tell people I love. And I said, does that work? And she said, well, sometimes. And just as luck would have it, there in Jerusalem, there's always a party. There's Ramadan, or somebody's getting married, or bar mitzvah, or something. And we were standing there together, and a gentleman came up to me asking for help for his daughter, who we knew was in some real challenges. And I said, Morty, I'm so sorry. I'm hardly sleeping, and I'm leaving in 2 days for another speaking tour. And I said, but Shoshana here could help you. And he said, okay, thanks. And he kind of just took off. I caught up with him, and he was going to bring his child to another physician we both knew, who was a psychiatrist who really heavily medicated kids. And this was the last thing that would have been good for his daughter. And he said, I would maybe go to Shoshana. He said, but I don't know what she does. I need somebody with training, somebody who's a professional like you. Shoshana became our first student. And we choose those kinds of people, people that are heart-centered, that have this desire to make a difference. And she makes us look good. She travels around the world. She speaks. She teaches. And she admits that maybe 80% of the clients that she touches now, she wouldn't be able to touch if she didn't have that recognition, if she wasn't Shoshana Lane, PhD, and a published author. And so that's literally the perfect student. The students we have now, you know, one is owns a NASCAR race team. Another one is the dean of the School of Economics at NYU. Another one is a attorney for the NAACP. Another one teaches at NYU. And another one has the largest autism clinic in the Western United States. And, you know, they're just amazing people. One woman was a Cambodian refugee who escaped from who you know, I think, actually, Julie. Who escaped and reunited with her parents and wants to be a healer in the world. And another one is the trainer who trains Tony's trainers.
Robbins, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another woman is the most highly decorated woman in law enforcement. And another one's still a producer. So they're very diverse.
Yes,
but they're all
definitely
called to do something in the world to make a difference.
That's great. So, and that's also, I think this I need to mention very quickly, is that it is an online university. Anybody in the world can be a part of this school. There are teleclasses, and there's also, it's not webinars, but there's telecasts, basically, right. Or webcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
And yeah.
All this technology.
And live summits all around the world.
And
the
live summits.
The next one's in Sedona. The one after that is with Hunas in Maui. And yeah, we meet all around the world, and then you could be anywhere in the world watching that again on your iPod.
Oh, wow. That's great. So much. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to go into psychoneurology in the next segment. This is Dr. Meg Hayworth, and you're listening to Life Lessons from Your Soul at BigMediaUSA.com. I'm with Dr. Colby Forman today.